With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says his party, not the Democrats, ought to be winning the midterm elections if health care is going to be the litmus test. He's announced the framework of his new health care plan.
The president wants Congress to take up the proposal after lawmakers let tax credits expire. However, the White House provided few details. Under the plan, the government would send money directly to Americans to use in health savings accounts. Critics argue the accounts wouldn't be enough to cover costs for most consumers. The president's plan also focuses on lowering drug prices and requiring insurers to be more transparent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP strategist Darren McGuire says it's a tragedy that Renee Good was shot and killed by a federal immigration officer during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis. However, she condemns using the incident to incite anger against law enforcement.
They are making her a martyr. You know, she is now the Minnesota woman to the Maryland man. And you will continue to see Democrats make her an idol, a godlike figure for their movement, and the star of their show in this anti-ICE rhetoric that is heating up and is causing violent attacks, threats against our law enforcement.
That is GOP strategist Erin McGuire. She spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Political history is set to be made today in the state of Virginia.
Democrat Abigail Spanberger will be inaugurated as the state's 75th and first woman governor at noon at the state capitol in Richmond. Spanberger, a former CIA officer who served three terms in the U.S. House, defeated Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsom Earl Sears by 15 points in November. Her victory was a boost for Democrats ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. Spanberger succeeds Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin.
And that report from correspondent Bill Alexander, and this is SRN News. International Planned Parenthood is feeling the pinch.
Now that President Trump has cut $87 million in U.S. funding to the giant abortion business, it has begun to cut staff. IPPF reports nearly 1,000 staffers around the world have been laid off, and nearly 1,400 facilities of various sizes have shut their doors. The cuts have had a major impact in the U.S., with Planned Parenthood closing scores of abortion clinics or putting aside plans to open new ones. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to Voice of the Martyrs, persecution of Christians is no longer confined to traditionally high-risk regions of the world. Voice of the Martyrs' annual report doubles the number of Latin American countries on the watch list by adding Honduras and Nicaragua. Venezuela and areas of Mexico were included in the 2025 edition. Spokesman Todd Nettleton says Latin American believers are increasingly facing persecution by corrupt governments. This is SRN News. Stocks edge a little lower on Wall Street to end the trading week.
As the first week of corporate earnings season closes out, the S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 83 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. Gains for several big tech companies helped offset losses elsewhere in the market. Chip company Micron Technology rose almost 8%. Several regional banks reported their latest results. Pittsburgh's PNC Financial jumped 3.8% after beating Wall Street's fourth quarter targets. Seth Sutel, New York.
During a recent visit to Beijing, Canada's prime minister announced that his country has now agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars in return for lower tariffs on Canadian farm imports into China. Both countries are pursuing improved relations with each other after their economy has been hit hard by U.S. tariffs. More at SRNnews.com.